Easter Sunday 2020, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Let us worship our God.
Psalm for this beautiful Easter day is Psalm 118, verses 1, 2, and 14 through 24. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter it. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Our scripture readings this morning come from the book of Colossians, the third chapter, the first through the fourth verse. So if you have been raised with Christ, Seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above and not on things that are on earth. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Our second scripture comes from the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, the 34th through the 43rd verse. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not all the people, but to us who were chosen by God's witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. These words are for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. God, we give thanks that in all circumstances, you are God. In all situations, you are faithfully calling your church, calling your people, reminding the world of your great love, your power to create, your faithfulness to help us live faithfully. We thank you that whatever the situation, you are the God who alone decides how we can live, how we can best serve you. And your decisions have always been to be faithful to those who trust you and those who would serve you as our God. In your church, we are separated by space and time, but we can worship together wherever we are as we remember and as we celebrate the wonder and mystery of resurrection to eternal life, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and his life and your spirit with us now. In his name we pray, and we offer the prayer he has taught us when we say together.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The gospel lesson for this Easter Sunday is Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
This is a different kind of Easter for us. We can't meet for a sunrise service. We can't have worship as usual, but we can still celebrate the resurrection because we are people of the Easter faith. Don't forget that. And here's what I want you to think on this Easter Sunday. We're aware of the crucifixion, of Jesus' betrayal, of the disciples' denial, and of the pain of crucifixion and Jesus' death. But Jesus has shown us how to die, not for our death alone, but Jesus has shown us how to die so that we can learn to live. And the resurrection is the confirmation of that. Somewhere in the albums of my family, there is a picture of my bedroom door when I was a youngster. But it's a small license plate, white with red letters on it. And I had put it on my bedroom door, and it said simply, "Live life." I like that because it tells me that I have, from my early years, been intent on living life. And I think that's what Jesus teaches us, and that's what the resurrection says to us, even after Jesus' death on the cross. Even after the ups, downs, ins, outs, twists, and turns of Holy Week, the proclamation of Easter is live life. Jesus has taught us that by his death as well as by his living. Now, some people, you know, are just scared to death of dying, and some people are scared to death of life. And you got to be aware of both. Of course, nobody was aware of their birth at the time, but we know we've been born into this life, and we know that one day we will die. But there's no need to fear death, because Jesus has shown us both how to die and how to live. And I think the learning to live is more important than learning to die. Because we've got to decide every morning when we wake up, am I going to live this day? Am I going to live to the fullest? What am I going to do to show my my confidence of God's presence, to show my thankfulness for Jesus' life, death, and resurrection? And how will I witness to the God of grace and love? These are choices to be made with each day. And we make many of them, not just for the day itself, but for the week, for the month, for the year to come, even for our whole lives. To be disciples of Jesus Christ is not just a matter of how we're feeling at the moment. It's not a matter of, whether we wake up on the good side of the bed or on the other. It's not a matter of whim or just how we're feeling at the moment. It's a life decision. And it's renewed and remade every day, maybe even with every breath. Confined to our homes or restricted from our association with other people, is a good time for us to think and consider, to reread the Easter stories, the stories of Holy Week and the Gospels, and then the letters of Paul and other apostles, and to rethink. I know there was a program called Rethinking the Church recently, and First United Methodist Copper Hill, I think, took part in some of those lessons and programs. So I would encourage you to remember and to rethink again. How am I going to live this faith? Some are already doing it. You've gotten phone calls, I'm sure. I've gotten phone calls from people who are just thinking of me and called to express their concern. I've tried to do a share of that myself. Some people send Easter cards, and those are as welcome as Christmas cards. What will you do? How will you live to your faith as a disciple of Jesus? Jesus has shown us that we do not need to fear death, and we can die as faithfully as we live. But today it's a matter of living. So remember, He is risen. And proclaim with your voice, Christ is risen indeed. And let us go forth to live for Him, to live as His disciples, and live with the confidence of God's eternal love and of God's power to bring us through trials and testing, through the difficulties of a COVID virus, and to live faithfully, whatever the circumstance. Let us pray. God, we thank You this Easter that as different as things may be and as difficult and trying as the situations of our time, there is always an opportunity to praise, to worship, to celebrate, and to live faithfully the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the love and the power of Your eternal life, of the life with which we're born, the life with which we live, and the life with which we die eventually, but go on to live as disciples of Jesus Christ, as children of Your love and care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please remember and say it often, even whether there's someone there to respond, you can say both parts. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen.